Hi there. I am Mark Swallow, and I am glad you are joining me for today's edition of the Definition Podcast. Let's get started. Good morning and good evening. If you've been here with me this week, then you know I am highlighting for those of you on the receiving end of an abusive relationship with a man, or men, plural, in your life, some biblical wisdom from the Old Testament woman, Abigail. Thus far, I have given you two lessons, and now we come to the third. If you missed the first couple of broadcasts this week, go get the free Definition Podcast. Info on how to do that is forthcoming. The podcasts are there for you. Listen and share them with others. Let's get to lesson number three. It is this. Abigail believed God was in charge over all circumstances and events in her life and the lives of others. How so, Mark? When you have time, read 1 Samuel 25, verses 28 to 31. That's 1 Samuel 25, verses 28 to 31. Abigail sees what God is doing with David. She clearly identifies the hand of God in his life. Her counsel to David is then very wise. This tells me she believed in God's bigger purpose for why she was sent to appease David. God was using her to protect David's reputation such that he could become king over Israel, which he did. This leads to an outcome for Abigail that displayed how much God loved her and was in charge of her own life. My friend, a woman being abused by a man, I hear you. It is very tempting when under the constant and exhausting treatment you endure to get discouraged, depressed, and hopeless, and to fall onto and be spun around by a carousel of inaction. Inaction. You do not know how to get out of this relationship. You feel trapped. But there is a way out. It starts by looking up to God and believing by faith that he's in charge of your life, and he will give you guidance and direction such that you can step off this carousel of inaction and do something like Abigail did something. She stepped above her circumstances, trusting in God, and built her future hope on his sovereign promises. A great resource for you in this regard is to read the promises of God for you in the Bible and to read about the lives of Bible women and men who, because of their faith in God being in charge, were able to take action and do something. If you want me to recommend some reading for you, please write to me today, and I will. Here, I must ask if you have faith alone in Christ alone for the forgiveness of your sins. Is Jesus your Lord and Master? Are you a Christian? If not, this is your first step. Humbly submit your life to Jesus Christ. He says of himself, he is the way, the truth, and the life. And he is definitely your way to know and understand how God is in charge over all circumstances in your precious life. Why is it important to know this about God? It is so that you can then boldly follow his plan out of or into help within this abusive relationship. If you do not cling to God through Christ, then you will not have the courage to do what he will give you to do. So do what Abigail did and believe in God. If you're already a Christian, then do you believe God is in charge of your life, that he loves you, and that when you go to him, he hears you and will give you the courage to act? Is he commanding you to do something that you know you need to do but have not? May today be the day you do it by his grace and help. Abigail acted because she believed in the sovereignty of God. Do you? I hope you will join me tomorrow as we come to the fourth and final insight from Abigail's life right here on the Thursday edition of Definition. Thank you for listening to this edition of the Definition Podcast. Drop me an email and tell me what you think. Mark@godisministry.org. That's mark@godisministry.org. Please do share this with others and be sure and join me for the next one.